views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following presentation is brought to you by Heart Brain
Media Group. Capturing the moments that make life great.
Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interview in the interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
We love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, welcome to Up or Out with Connie. This is your business radio with an edge. And today's guest is Crystal Ramey. And I'm going to tell you more, a little bit more about her in a minute. But today we're going to be talking about find your passion. And how many times have you heard that? Find your passion. So what I did, I went out today. I was really looking for that special quote to help us understand what it really means and why it is so important that you have a passion for what it is that you're doing in life. And I found a really neat one, Oldie But Goodie from Nelson Mandela. And he says that there's no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that is less than you are capable of living. And you know, my friend Jeffrey Hazel always says, you got to think big and act bigger. And that's exactly what that is. There's no passion in playing small. If there's something that you want to do, if there, you know, you have this dream, you have this passion, you need to go after it. Because if you don't go after it, and if you just settle, it's not going to happen. I heard somebody talking recently, and they were saying, you know, people give up more often than they try. But if you talk to those people who are successful, they've lost more times than they could even count. So don't give up. Keep going. So right now, it's time to turn up the volume because it is time for Up or Out with Connie. And I want you to stay tuned to the end of the show because we got some really exciting updates for you on what's going on in our world. And I always want to hear what's going on in your world as well. So here is today's challenging question for all the ladies in the house. And that is, what is your passion? Have you, you know, sat down and, you know, wrote out that list and said, this is what I want to do with my life for the next month, for the next year, for the next 5 years? What does that look like? And, you know, our guest had shared with me earlier, you know, something from Confucius that says, choose a job that you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And that is so, 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 so true. I had a conversation with my brother this past week, and he just has this drive and determination that he wants to have his own restaurant. And growing up, our family did. We grew up in a restaurant. It was a sports bar type, you know, the hot wings and, you know, the beers and, you know, everybody knows everybody, you know, that corner bar, that corner pub. So that is what he really wants to do in his life. And he finally was able to make it happen. And I really hope that it works out for him. So way to go, Tim. And I commend you for taking that step to making it happen, because I know it's been a challenge for him. It's been a struggle for him, and something that I really hope that will work out for him. But he's tried before and he's failed and he's got back up on his feet, and now he's making it happen. He's finding his passion. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. That and not my brother, but we're going to be talking with Crystal today more about finding your passion. But hang in there. We're going to take a quick sponsor break and we'll be right back. Hi, this is Connie Five, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable. We're back and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. It is now my pleasure to introduce a veteran, a comedian, an entrepreneur, a lifetime learning professional. She's a vice president on learning development at Tortle Training. And welcome to the show, Crystal Ramey. Crystal, I'm so glad that you're here on the show with us today.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I know that you yourself, you had your own business, and then recently you joined forces with another business with Tortle Training, and now you're their vice president. So tell me a little bit more about how that happened.
There were just synergies between our two companies, and they thought it would be valuable to bring me on, and I thought it would be valuable to, you know, share our talents and make Tortle even greater than it already is. So my job is basically to sort of run the operations side of the house and be the bridge between the sales arm and the operational arm. So when our client relationship folks are out there sealing up contracts and, you know, nailing down the learning solutions that we're going to build, I'm in those conversations, and then I bring it to the back of the house, and we're basically the executioners.
Oh, how cool. How cool. Sounds fun.
It is
fun. Something that you really enjoy doing.
I do. Absolutely.
Well, I know we want to talk about ways to help people find their passion, how they can overcome some of those life struggles, those life obstacles. So what is your advice for that?
So when I thought about what topic I was going to pick, this came to me naturally because I am always asked at least once a week, Crystal, you know, you seem to really just get the most out of your life and what you're doing with it. How did you do that? And so I thought, you know, I should probably share how that happens for me. And through the learning space, just hearing other people's stories and how they did it and sort of share, because I feel like everybody should live their passion.
Yeah, I'm really interested in you sharing. And I mean, that's a lot of our listeners. I mean, they're women, they're executive women, they're sitting in the C-suite. And you know, a lot of times I have that struggle, and a lot of our listeners are the Gen X generation, you know, the sandwich generation. So it's, you know, I have a passion for what I want to do, but I know I also have responsibilities. So that's why I, you know, come into my office every day, but yet they're taking care of family, mom and dad, or they're still taking care of young children. So how do you help women that have these passions? How do you help them overcome some of those obstacles?
That's a great question. You know, I think first of all, it takes, like with anything, it takes a lot of planning. You first have to define what is your passion. And a lot of people don't invest a lot of time thinking about it. They just naturally gravitate to what they're good at. Right. But that's not necessarily where your passion is. Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing is figure out what it is. And
that's good advice, yes.
And that sounds so simple, right? Well, just sit down and think what it is. So when I am teaching classes and workshops on career management, for example, I always throw out the question, if money were no object,
that's a good question.
How would you spend your time? Mm-hmm. What would you be doing with your precious resource of time? And that is a good question to start getting you to think about, oh gosh, what would I be doing with my time if I didn't have to pay a mortgage?
Right. Well, I did a similar exercise after Girl Scouts because they left me. And I had no planning in place. And I mean, it took me a bit of time because, you know, I would sit down and say, okay, what am I good at? Okay, well, I know what I'm good at, leading organizations, but is that really my passion? And I thought it was. And the Girl Scouts actually called me back and said, we need you to come back and coach the new CEO because she's just not getting it. And after I said no several times, I finally said, okay. And I did go back, but you know what? I realized that that wasn't my passion of running that organization. My passion was helping the individuals at the top find what it is that they're really great at, so they can lead that organization if that is what they want to do. I ended up actually coaching 3 people out of that CEO position until they finally found one that stuck.
Nice.
For the same thing, you know, we'd start working with someone and it was like, well, you know what, this isn't really for you. So she moved on. And then I started working with another one that they hired, and she was really on that verge of wanting to retire, but didn't think she could. And after going through things again, I'm used to be a financial advisor, so I was able to have those questions with her. Well, within the year, she was able to retire, and then they had to go find somebody else again. They kept asking me to coach, though. But what I figured out from that was that my passion was helping women, helping executive women, like I said, in that C-suite level, figured out that's where they want to be. And that's where the whole upper out came from. So we can help you move up. We can help you, you know, build what it is that you want and have that passion, or else maybe it's, you know, you need to go out. So it was really interesting. And it sounds like that's a lot of the strategies that you work with as well.
Yes. And I love what you just said, up or out. And neither of those things are negative, right? I think we often perceive like mm-hmm. the women or people that you had coached mm-hmm. out.
Right.
That's part of the process of figuring yes. out what your passion is. Is sometimes mm-hmm. it's not for you.
Right.
And that's just as important as figuring out what is for you.
Right.
So I love that you say that. And I like having the context behind your business name. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly where it came from. Like you said, it's positive no matter what you do. It's positive if you want to stay there and, again, continue to move up in the organization. Or, you know, maybe it's not for you, or maybe it's not for who you want to be, and it's okay to move out. But like you said, you do need to have a strategy. Like when I got out, I had no strategy. There was nothing. But like I said, it took me a bit of time. And, you know, of course, initially I was angry, upset. But after a while, I thought, you know, they gave me a gift because I was able to figure out what it is that I really wanted to do in my life. And it's 11 years later, and here I am still doing it. That's exactly what
that.
I'm doing. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes I think a story I can relate to there is I stumbled upon my passion, right? Sometimes that happens.
That happens too, yeah.
Very early on mm-hmm. what it is.
Right.
But then once I found it, I didn't necessarily like all the organizations that I actually did it for.
Okay.
So similar to your experience, I worked for a company that just had a very negative culture. So while I loved what I was doing, mm-hmm. the people I was doing it for, there was a misalignment. And
yes.
so, you know, at some point you have to make a decision. Okay, I'm still going to stay with my passion, but when those values don't align, it's time for me to move out, but for a different reason.
Yeah, and sometimes what the struggle is, I'm actually working with the client right now that I'm having struggle with, because it happens whether you're working as an employee or you're like, if you find them with clients as well, that you go in, you know, with one thing in mind that you're going to be doing for them, but it turns around that your values don't match, or there's no alignment. And a lot of times organizations don't know what they don't know. So it's up to us as consultants or coaches to, you know, show them that this is the path, that this is what you really and truly want. This is the path that you need to take. And I mean, there's been times over the years that I've even walked away from clients and I'm like, you know what, this is really great. The money's really great, but you know, at the end of the day, it's giving me agita. It's like, I gotta move on.
For my own sanity.
Yeah, right, right. Need my own sanity for that. Exactly, exactly. So what else is happening? So it sounds like Total Training is really flying off the shelves. So what are some of the programs that you help your clients with from Total Training?
All kinds of stuff. We it's whatever the client needs. We position ourselves as learning matter experts. Ooh. So the clients that we work with, their expertise is their own business, and we know learning and how to mold that and shape that. And so that gives us the ability to transcend industries. So whatever they need, as long as they know what they're doing, right, we know how to build learning and put the two together, and that makes for an amazing relationship.
Yeah, it's a perfect match.
A lot of other learning organizations tend to focus on one industry.
Yes.
And I think that just puts too many limitations on them.
Okay. Well, and I know, I mean, a lot of people either focus on one industry or they focus on one skill or what they bring to the table. And it sounds like that's what you're doing. And you're focusing on that skill that you're bringing to the table for the organization.
It's worked for me individually. Like I said, I've been in the learning space for a long time.
Okay.
Looping back to finding your passion, I stumbled into it. When I was in the Marine Corps, I actually worked avionics. And one day, we had a bunch of Marines that were not qualified on their M16. And I happened to be really good at it.
Okay.
So I know. Be nice to me, Connie.
Okay.
Thank goodness this is a podcast, right?
Right.
So they said, Raimi, you know, we got these Marines that can't shoot. Can you go out and help them? And I was like, yeah, sure. Get out, you know, get away from the air traffic space for a little bit. And went out to the range, and it was fascinating what happened. So, you know, I went out and I thought, I'm just going to teach the Marines how to shoot. Easy, right?
Right.
No, not at all. I'm a girl. Yeah. They all outranked me. And knowing how to do something versus teaching something, which we have all heard the quote about, you know, to master is to teach.
Right.
And so I learned a lot about myself and what I didn't know, but also how to overcome those mental barriers to learning, because there were some egos involved, some gender bias issues.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about adults in the classroom, those same things exist, plus many, many more. So,
much more, right.
So what I realized is, okay, I could just teach people to shoot my whole life, or would I figured out to your Girl Scout story is what I actually loved was the human brain and how we learn and how we get, as facilitators of learning, how we get those barriers out of the way so that we can be more successful from what we're learning.
Right.
So I happened to stumble into my passion, and it's worked out very well for me.
Good. That's really great. Well, we're going to take a really quick break here. We have another sponsor that we need to hear from, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that, but I don't know how, I don't know where to start? Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
We're back, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie, and our awesome guest for today is Crystal Raimi. And watch out, because she knows how to use some heavy artillery. She's an ex-Marine, a former Marine. But I think, you know what? I think when you're a Marine, you're always a Marine.
Always. That's why we prefer you to say former, because ex means you disassociated yourself from it, and we never do.
Okay, former. I actually have a good friend who's a former Black Hawk pilot. So yes, I should have remembered that as well. So, but Crystal is the vice president for Tornal Training, which is a full service training development company, and they specialize in interactive e-learning solutions. So you want to learn more about Crystal and what they do there at Tornal at tornal.net, T-O-R-T-A-L.net. So Crystal, so what's next? What's next for Crystal? What's next for Tortle? Where do you go from here?
Well, in terms of the topic or Tortle the company?
In terms of Tortle the company, let's go there.
Okay. So, we just got back from a conference in Las Vegas and, that didn't suck too bad. And we built some new relationships there that we hope to grow. I think in terms of the organization, we are looking to expand, the clients that we currently serve and build and maintain those relationships, but also start to dive into other industries as well. So looking to cast a wider net.
Nice, nice. So going back to find your passion, so what advice would you give someone, in their 20s, male or female, or even, coming out of high school, what advice would you give to them to find their passion in life?
So, looping back to initial conversation about it, they definitely, you cannot get away from sitting down and thinking about it and planning it. And if you have no idea, then I would recommend joining organizations of things that you enjoy doing and networking with like-minded people and start to build there. It's all about research. It's all about expanding your knowledge base of different things that you enjoy. But again, going back to that question, if money were no object, how would you spend your time?
Right.
And if your answer is, let's say, gaming, if that's how you spend your free time now and you love it, then maybe start looking into how do I build games? I know people who actually play games professionally and they're beta testers for that. So don't think anything is too menial to explore. If it's something that you enjoy, start doing your homework about it.
That's a good example because, you think of a gaming, you think of somebody, sitting in the room all day wasting their time. But I was a judge over the weekend for a program of kids that do gaming. And this is for the local high school district. And they've spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on their gaming curriculum. And that's what this weekend was. It was a gaming competition.
Awesome.
And they just blew me away. These kids just blew me away. But what it was gaming to the, to the aspect of they were creating video games. But then you had another group who was creating games that are actually being used in outer space projects. For NASA projects, because we have a huge NASA facility here, and they're actually creating those gaming devices where they're using them at NASA. So, it's not just building a game, it's building that type of technology because that's where the future is going. So like I said, it just blew me away. I can't say that enough on the technology and what it was being used for, what they were creating it for.
We use gaming and gamification in learning, too. So it sounds like the ones they created for NASA were probably simulations.
Yeah, with simulations, yes.
Yeah, so I think don't underestimate what your passion is.
Right.
Because, again, just like yourself and me, it wasn't shooting that I loved. It was the learning on how just learning adult brains and how they work. That was the fascination for me. And so you have to really narrow it down so you can focus like a laser on it. And it's amazing the doors that open for you. mm-hmm. when that happens.
Yeah. And it's getting people to think differently, because our brain works in so many different ways. And to get people, because we all think differently. We all learn differently. We all behave differently. So it's that trigger and getting people to think differently. The one thing they had me do was walk a tightrope over a 10-story high-rise building. And I put the headpiece on. I didn't go very far. I mean, and I knew I was standing on, on solid ground. But once you put that technology on, and I mean, I didn't go very far. I froze. I was like, no, it's okay. We weren't going to do this.
Did they give you virtual Depends as well?
I needed a pair.
I would too.
Yeah. Well, this has been great. This has been so awesome and having you here. And so any last words, any magic takeaways that you have for our listeners?
I would just say, if once you figure out what your passion is, then you really have to move on it, right?
Okay,
and I think
yes.
something critical that you said earlier was you're going to get rejected a lot. So don't let that stop you. Another right. thing is your passion, the more you do it and you grow in it, it will evolve. And so don't be afraid of rejection, risk taking, and kind of learn to be a cork in the water with it and just kind of float when things are happening that you don't right. quite understand or can't control. It's all part of the process. And you will come yes. to the other side and be like, whoa, that was so amazing.
And that was amazing. It's really part of the process. And I'd like to add on a little bit of what you were saying there about do it over and over and over again, because you may be saying the same thing, but on the other side, when you come out, you're saying it with more integrity. You're saying it with more conviction. And that's when people will truly believe what it is your passion is. So thank you, Crystal, for sharing that. And again, to learn more about Crystal, and the training programs that she does, go to tortal.net, TORTAL.net. And Crystal, I want to thank you for being here today. You've been awesome.
You're awesome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, welcome. Welcome. You're quite welcome. And that's all we have for today. And again, our dialogue always goes by so quickly. Our time together goes by so quickly. But I want to thank you all for being part of our community. Keep sending in your success stories and any questions that you might have to ask Connie at upperout.com, because we want to share your stories and we want to help others become motivated so they will take action as well. And I want to thank you for being the leaders that you are. And if you've already figured it out, I want to thank you for encouraging others to do the same. But be sure to subscribe to iTunes and our Facebook page and LinkedIn, because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. This is Connie, your unstoppable diva, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. It's been great being here with you today. And always ask yourself, if you could do anything, would you still be doing what you're doing now? Until next time, be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.